and is that your Torah, right? So then I should arise well.
Recap last time, we didn't do a recap on this one. It's just a quickie. That was separate ketchup bottles for Milky. I said, more or less what we said last time was, Mi'ikah did, it's okay, really. But one has to be careful with the steam. Sometimes the zeir goes up, salt cellar, sometimes you have to be careful with these sorts of things. Especially people who put the salt, pour salt into pots on the fire. So you have to be careful sometimes when you're pouring the salt on, sometimes the zeir from the chalk, let's see, let's try to have the pot goes in, salt, the steam goes in, it could be a problem. So one should be careful with that. That ketchup is normally a bit better. I can have it, but it's just not, one's not good to have it. Okay, everybody, so not a new topic. What? Yeah, we said this last time, that when you've got children at home, that you have to be careful, that's quite right. When you've got children at home, very often they touch the cheese and the schnitzels and things like that, that could be problematic, yeah, that's true. Right. Very interesting topic, I must say. A lot of interesting things, picking this thing. So it's not a new topic, it's a hemshach from last time, really. Shiloh was about... Someone finds some meat in his teeth. Someone had a meaty meal, and a few hours have passed, and he finds some meat in his mouth, in his teeth. What was she? Okay, what's she wants about rinse it out? So first of all, there's two questions we were going to speak about, really. First of all, the question is, why does someone swallow that meat? So let's say he had his fleishik meal, let's say at Shabbos afternoon at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. He finished it at 3. So really, from 3 we should milk. He can have milk at 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock till 9. It's 6 hours. Let's say he waits at 5 o'clock. He feels in his teeth something there. Oh, it's a piece of meat. It's some meat, and he swallows it. Now, at 5 o'clock, they have to start the clock ticking again from 5 till 11. That's another 6 hours. They stop until 11 o'clock. What does he have to do? I must say, it's interesting. Someone just asked Shaila this week. Very interesting, Shaila. Very sweet, Shaila. Said that someone tasted some cholent on Friday. I want to taste some mashu cholent. Much similar to mashu. Mamish a small amount, swallowed it, and now they want to have a bit of pizza. Now they're out of pizza. No, what's everybody say? Yeah. The mashu, that a mashu of cholent. Mamma's just a little sour, little taste of cholent. Say, mashu is the problem with mice. This halacha of if someone eats meat, the marshal, he has to wait 6 hours. There's no chilek pashas in how much he has. It's a problem. So it comes over here, the shayla over here now is what happens. There's two shaylas first of all I want to speak about, really. One is, first of all, I didn't really have how to get the shayla is because. First of all, what we were focusing on, our Shaila, which we're focusing on, is so Lamosh, the same story. He finishes meal at 3 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon, so he should really have to wait till 9 o'clock to have cholov. But at 5 o'clock, he decided to swallow what's in his mouth.
In the winter time.
Yeah, in the winter, So he wants to know now, does it start the clock? Same thing. My next Shaila is, let's say it's 10 o'clock at night, and he's finished waiting, really. He hasn't had any milk, but he feels in his teeth some meat, and he swallows the meat. Does the clock start again? That's you another 6 hours.
Meat?
What?
Is that piece meat? Cluster's meat.
What is it?
After 6 hours, I'm asking you, is it meat?
To go through your cake tonight, see? Yeah. Very good. So let's go for the beginning. It's a good shala. Is that called meat? So we all know that one waits between fleishik and melchik. Whatever she is, 6 hours, let's take her 6 hours, yeah? So there is a machlokus rishonim, why we wait this amount of time? The big machlokus rishonim, why is this she of 6 hours? Where does it come from? What's the idea? So there's basically two shits in rishonim. There's Rashi and Chulim. So there's an interesting thing, Rashi. I read that lost to Rashi. Rashi says, Bishum de Bosa, Moitzi Shuman. It brings out Shuman. But who nidbak bepeh, that sticks to your mouth, or marich betamoy, and the time last long time looks like from Rashi. Rashi seems to learn that when you eat meat, it's fatty, very fatty, and it causes in the mouth a residue of shuman, which lasts for 6 hours. Others learn in Rashi that comes from the stomach. The effect of the stomach comes out, the taste, the smell, whatever it is, comes in your mouth. So Rashi's learning, raised him shut, that when a person eats meat, what happens is, let's say the Pashas in Rashi, is the Reich HaPeh inside the mouth. There's a shuman, a fatty substance, which lasts for 6 hours. That is how Rashi learns. The Rambam, that's not like that. Rambam's a different track completely. The Rambam says, let me see the lashon of the Rambam. Rambam is that Mishum Boso Shebein Hashinayim. The Rambam learns, Mamish says, well, that meat stays in one's teeth. And for 6 hours, it's called meat. And therefore, if you have milk, you have a glass of milk while you've got Boso Bein Hashinayim, it's like having milk together with meat. Says the Rambam, it's clear from the Rambam though, that after 6 hours, even if you've got Boso Bein Hashinayim, that is not called boss anymore. The fact that it's been in the mouth for 6 hours, the saliva, wherever it is. Sorry?
Why can't it swallow? Oh, sorry.
That means if you go to the arm, if there's no boss of addition to have, you could eat milk straight away. But false teeth, take them out.
And the women? What about the women?
Most of the women, yeah. Question, most, yeah. Kyle, most, you good. So, one minute, you're all saying the right things at me. So, let's go back here. So, according to the Rambam says that the boy is that up to 6 hours, the taste of meat, not taste, the bosa bela shinaim, that's called bosa. For the first 6 hours, it's called bosa. Once you've had 6 hours have gone, that is not called boss anymore. You're quite right. According to the Rambam, if you swallow that piece of meat after 6 hours, there's nothing. It's not called meat, you're not fleishik. According to Rashi, what's going to happen is, according to Rashi, why would someone choose meat for a child? Let's say, that's how you used to do it very often in the old days. A child couldn't eat meat. So what the mother used to do was, mother used to put meat in the mouth, chew it, make it soft and easy, take it out and give it to the child. Now the question there is, are you fleishik? What would you say, Rabbi Yisai?
Yes, yeah.
According to who? The Choris, to a Rashi Rambam. According to Rambam, a Bosa Ben Ashinayim is, that's the whole problem over here, so you chewed the meat over here, so the meat got stuck in your teeth, the Choris, you're going to be fleishik. Even though you don't swallow it. You put it in your mouth, chew it up, then get rid of it, for the child, let the child have it. According to the Rambam, the Chora, you're fleishik. And you cannot have milk now. According to Rashi, Rashi's voice, when you swallow it, it looks like when it goes down the palate, it looks like it has an effect, that has the shulam caused out. So, cold man, you've not swallowed it, you're not fleishik. Lemaisa, according to another Nachman, let's say, for example, someone has chicken soup, the Chora. Now, according to the Rambam, a chicken soup, there's no nothing possible in the Shanaim. Yeah, according to Rashi, here's a problem. Because according to Rashi, it's a meaty sandwich gone down. The Maisa, the Achroim say, even according to the Rambam, could be a low plug. Bottom line is, anyway, we're choshes for both shitters. And therefore, you've got a serious problem. You have to worry always about both cases. So according to Rashi, you have to worry when you swallow it properly. According to the Rambam, you have to worry about when you chew it. If a person on Friday, for example, wants to taste cholent, but he doesn't want to be fleishik. So turn him out, he wants to taste it. Imagine it's the right good thing to do. He wants to taste it. What should he do? So the chayr, what he can do is, he can put it in his mouth, taste it in his mouth, and then spit it out.
Without chewing.
I mean, you just taste it, put it on your tongue to taste it, see what taste it's got. Does it need more salt? Doesn't need more salt? What is it up to? And then you spit out. You've not chewed it at all. In such a case there, according to Rashi and the Rambam, you've got no problem. But once you swallow it, you've got a problem.
So friends can do that.
What was she?
So friends are allowed to do that.
So let's say you have cholent. So if you taste the potato, It's meaty, but it's not meat. So if you just swallow that, it's still got the same
din. Anything which is cooked with meat, it gets a taste of meat. It's got the same din of meat. The maisa, you have to wait. All these things are you have to wait. Right. Now, as we celebrated before, like the sheer of waiting is even for a small amount. Yeah? Even if a person has a small amount of meat, he has to wait 6 hours. There's no chilek at all, yeah? Now, the shayla is what happens, this arrangement is our floor shayla. What would you say to us to come back to our shayla now? let's say someone's got a bit of bottle between his mouth, in his teeth, and let's say it's after 6 hours. Let's start with that way first. It's after 6 hours. So he finishes meal at 3 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock at night. And he's not, he wants to, he's not done anything. Now he swallows that piece of meat from his teeth. Is he fleishig or not? Careful, Rabbi, you say.
We just said after 6 hours, it's not meat.
According to who?
It's a number.
Rambam. What about
according to Rashi? Rashi's also not meat because there's no oils, there's no flavour anymore.
That's right, Rambam. It's a good idea. Yeah. According to Rashi, once you eat meat, swallow meat, you're fleishig. Even a small amount.
According to Rashi, it's cold meat.
That's the thing. No. According to the Rambam...
Definitely not.
According to the Rambam is a whole reason why we wait 6 hours... is because of Bosa Ben Ashilayim. So according to the Rambam, it's clear, after 6 hours, it's not called meat anymore. Right. According to Rashi, you've got no rye, it's not called meat. Rashi hasn't got this chiddush to come onto. The Rambam has to answer why after 6 hours you're allowed to carry on eating.
According to Rashi,
no. According to Rashi, the Chayra, this issa stays the whole time.
12 hours could be irrelevant.
It could be as long as you want. Very interesting point. So that's the chora poshut. That's right. That's poshut. That a person takes it out and throws it out and got a shayla. But our shayla is if someone swallows it. That's the thing. Who at in one has to ask the shayla, what happens in the 6 hours? So my story was he finishes meal at 3 o'clock and he's supposed to wait till 9. My story is at 5 o'clock he swallows that piece of meat between his teeth. According to the Rambam, that chayra is zicha problem.
What should you do to 5 o'clock?
What was she?
What should you do to 5 o'clock?
Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Yeah, you've got to do something else. Well, she's got to find something else. You can't swallow the meat, what is she? So the chayra, so here the haflah says a bechidush. I'm not saying you should do this. I'm not. The haflah answers.
According to the Rambam, that
makes
him ready to fly at 2 o'clock.
What?
Can't make him fly at again.
But he's now doing new Maaseh Achila. He's doing now new eating.
Achila is not called.
Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. You're telling me you done your Achila in the morning at 3 o'clock. Now at 6 o'clock, you swallowed that piece again.
That meat made him fly for that Achila before.
I hear what you're saying. The Meister, the Haflor says, the Haflor asks his Kashi. No, not asks the Kashi, he asks the Minig Olam. Haflor is Matama. Why are we not nizir if someone swallows some Bosa Ben Ashilayim not to start counting Vov Shores again? Yeah? And he says the Minig is that we're not careful. So he says that if you swallow in between your teeth, it's not normal Derech Achila. That means to put something from outside your mouth, inside your mouth, that's Derech Achila, that's what Chazal goes wrong. But to swallow something which is already in your mouth, that's not called Derech Achila, and I think that's lost even within 6 hours. It's not ideal, this, I just can't remember. I've got to check this out. The floor, I think, is talking about even within 6 hours. I'm not 100% sure. I must check it out. But certainly after 6 hours, that's claw, the mice, that it's not a problem. Thanks, Moshe Shkoyer. Thank you very much for that. Shkoyer, Moshe, yeah? So after 6 hours, according to that floor, the floor Zicha says that after 6 hours, the mice is not called Derech Achila. I think that our floor is talking about even within 6 hours. You do not have to start the clock ticking again, but I must check it up. So divide it, don't rely on this, yeah? But that's what comes out. After 6 hours, someone swallowed it, then he is not mechoyev to wait 6 hours from there. That's what we're saying.
Thanks very much.
Sure,
in the 6 hours, the 5 hours in one.
What?
5 and a half hours, that's the same.
That's what I'm telling you. I think that, I've got to check it out. I didn't write that clear in my notes. As far as I remember, that was make it even within 2 hours, if you swallow it. That you don't start the clock ticking again. But I must check it out. That one thing is definite. After 6 hours, you swallow it. It's clear the floor is makel. I think that floor is makel even within the 6 hours. But I didn't write it clearly in my notes that it's talking about. But I think, as far as I remember, that floor is talking about even within 6 hours. So a person had it after an hour, for example, if I was possible in the shrine, and he swallows it, he does not have to start the clock ticking again. But the violin, I must check it out, bro. He said, don't rely on this, I've got to check it out. Claw is after 6 hours, yeah? Yeah. Within 6 hours, I'm not sure about that. I'm 100% sure. Meister, a lot of these things are still possible. For example, the apostle can speak about vitamin tablets, which have got fleishig in, let's say, for example. So do you have to wait 6 hours after such a thing? It's got some, I don't know what, it's got some meaty product inside there. Am I supposed to say you do not have to wait 6 hours? But I've heard this from other rabbonim as well, very interesting actually. Ma'aser, they say that the gamma, if you are fleishik, for example, you had a fleishik meal, and now you want to take some tablet which got lactose inside, milchik, that you shouldn't do straight away. You should wait a bit of time. Because even though there's no taste, I don't know why it's different, but why is the possible speed this out? That means to make you fleishik, someone has a vitamin tablet which has got milk in or fleish and meat inside, obviously, so you're allowed to have it, so you don't become fleishik. You don't become milchik. But if a person is already fleishik and he wants to take a tablet which has got milk and lactose in it, he should wait a certain amount of time. He's not wait 6 hours. I said he should wait at least an hour. What?
How long?
At least an hour. So he should wait at least one shitter. See, it's an interesting thing. It's got no taste. There's nothing there in that tablet. But that's what a lot of apostles say that one should do.
1 hour.
What?
What time
do
you say 1 hour? What time?
About an hour. I might say another interesting shayla which I was thinking about. I didn't think about this. I didn't look it up. The Gabbai Hilchos Shabbos. What happens to Gabbai Hilchos Shabbos? Person walks in the street, he feels he's got some meat in between his teeth. Well, he's got an apple in between his teeth, he's got something in between his teeth. As far as I remember, that I didn't check it out, as far as I remember, the spot of the goof, that's not a problem, I think, as far as I remember, but I have to check it out. The other interesting shayla is, that's very interesting actually, and I'm not 100% sure why this is like that, but let's say someone has a piece of meat in his mouth. It makes no kidding, actually. We're talking about meat. It could be apple, orange, anything. The mice, a person had, let's say, for example, a piece of meat, lunchtime, at 1 o'clock. Has a meat, kegel, chips, I don't know, whatever, yeah? He makes bone of foshes, and he gets up from his table, starts walking in the street, and he says, oh, I've got some meat in my mouth. I'm going to swallow it. Do they have to make a new brocha? The person benched Moshe. Okay, Moshe. I'm going to tell the story. Moshe, listen carefully. This person had. What did he have? Someone had. What did he have for lunch today, Moshe? No, remember? What did he have for lunch today?
No, I had
pizza. Someone had pizza. I don't know. Someone had pizza with cheese, and he made a mazonis on a pizza. And then he finishes his meal at 1:30. He benches a la Michio. And he gets up, walks in the street, and in the middle he feels a bit of pizza in his teeth, in between his teeth. Could that happen, Moshe? Could that be the story? That could happen. Can he swallow that pizza? So he's allowed to swallow it. The question is, does he make a new bracha?
Like you said, achil is a
bit... What's it? Why not?
It's not achil.
It's not achil if we're waiting for 6 hours. But how do you know it's not achil? Okay, it might be having an offer. What do you mean?
It's less anxiety.
No, excuse me.
Forget that.
Definitely forget that.
Part of your last meal.
What?
Part of your last meal.
Yeah, but they're going to push us. You finished.
I'm still there. Your last meal inside my
house. So simple has heard this shit before, I think. It's a very big chiddush. I've mentioned many other things. I don't understand what pshat is, but they say the brocha achron that you made does not go on the bits that's still in your mouth. When you make a brocha achron on a michya, that is to have a new piece of pizza. But anything which is in your mouth is included in the first bracha of Mazonis, and that can carry on even after waiting bracha achroina. It's ki'ilu, your bracha achroina did not go on that part. Remarkable thing, actually, mechidish. So you're allowed to swallow it without making a bracha rishona. Well, bracha achroina, you're not going to have so much in your mouth to make a bracha achroina. I mean, I don't know what you're doing. That's an interesting point, actually, here, yeah? What? But don't mind, you've got a little bit in your mouth, the shayla is you want to swallow it. So what we've spoken about tonight, very interesting advice, we've spoken about first to have a bosom of cholov. Shayla is someone's got bosom bein ha-shinayim. He's got bosom between his teeth. So let's talk about, first of all, we have brought Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, about why we wait 6 hours. Rashi learns and reasons it because it's got a taste in your mouth. When you swallow it, it produces a shuman, a fatty residue in your mouth, which lingers for 6 hours. According to the Rambam, what it's nothing to do with swallowing. The Rambam hopes that it avoids, you get meat which is stuck in between your teeth, and that is called meat. And if you were to have a glass of milk or some cheese, you're eating milk and meat together. The Rambam says that's why I have to wait 6 hours. A practical nafkumin between the two of them is, for example, according to the Rambam, if someone were to chew meat and spit it out, let's say like a mother does for a child, according to the Rambam, you're meaty. According to the Rashi, you haven't swallowed it, you're not meaty. Another anachronism might be if someone has chicken soup. According to the Rambam, there's no problem, because you're not chewed anything. And according to Rashi, it is a problem. The Maaser, we're machmir for both shitters, and we become fleishy for anything. Even on a mashu, you become fleishy. The shine is that we're talking about is if someone's got in his mouth a bit of meat. So I'll say that our floor says, certainly he's talking about after 6 hours. If someone swallows that piece of meat after 6 hours, which even according to Rashi should be a problem, says our floor, since it's not derech achila, it's not a normal way of eating. A person eats, he takes from outside, puts it in his mouth, eats it. That's what Chazal goes on. Something which is in your mouth and you swallow it, Chazal will not go on waiting 6 hours for this bit over here. And therefore, if you swallow it, you do not have to wait 6 hours. Whether it's better to take it out, I don't know, I have to check it, I'm not sure. That's a good point, I'm not sure. Yeah? And then we spoke about tasting foods, swallowing vitamin tablets, and then we spoke about finding if someone's got some meat in his mouth and he swallows it, he's not going to make a new bracha of Shona. It's all included in the first bracha. Ah, this is lovely.